This episode of The War Room is brought to you by Merino Unbound. Enter Outlaw at checkout for 15% off, and all orders over $100 get free shipping. Okay, let's get started on this one. I have enjoyed researching this. I am enjoying both of these guys' careers. Chikadze, obviously, a little newer to the UFC than Edson Barbosa, but Barbosa new to the featherweight division. Both excellent kickboxers. Both really skilled strikers, very intelligent, very measured. They play with speed. They play traps. They play with footwork so well. I mean, really, we're in for a striking treat in this one. If it plays out the way that we all expect it to, which kind of leads me to my first point. Edson Barbosa, the advantage that he has in this fight is experience in MMA. Giga Chikadze's got slightly more kickboxing matches. I'll touch on that right now, I suppose. So Chikadze's MMA record is 13-2, 8 knockouts and 1 armbar finish. And Edson Barbosa's record is 22-9 with 13 knockouts and 1 anaconda finish. A lot of similarities with these guys. Both got 1 submission finish on their MMA record. Slightly more knockouts for Barbosa, but as I said, more fights for Barbosa as well. As far as kickboxing goes, Giga Chikadze brings in a record of 38-6 with 22 knockouts. Edson Barbosa's kickboxing record is 25-3, so slightly less, or a good chunk less, but he's also got 22 knockouts. So, although Barbosa's got less experience, he's seen just as many men fall, at his feet from knockouts. I expect this to be a striking match, but I also think that Barbosa might be smart to keep this an MMA fight. Whenever Giga Chikadze's got somebody in front of him that doesn't level change, that just is happy to try and kickbox with a very, very highly skilled kickboxer, it always works out terribly for them. And it works out much better for Chikadze, because he then has one clear, comfortable range to think about where he doesn't have to think about them level changing, try and take him down. It allows him to focus on setting up his traps and controlling them with his footwork. So even if Edson Barbosa doesn't want this fight on the floor, the idea of level changing, tying him up sometimes, working in the clinch a little bit perhaps, might suit Barbosa. You know, he is the bigger man coming down a weight class. As far as height and reach, they're very similar. Edson Barbosa's 5'11 compared to Chikadze, who's 6 foot. But then Barbosa's got a reach advantage of 1 inch over Chikadze. So, you know, they kind of cancel each other out in that sense. Average fight time is also very similar. 11:27 for Barbosa and 11:18. So, you know, a lot of similarities. You kind of expect Giga Chikadze to become the next version of Edson Barbosa, if that makes sense. I think sometimes we see this in mixed martial arts at the moment where, you know, the old version of a fighter faces the new version of that same fighter, like Roy Nelson taking on Derek Lewis, for example. Like, they're the same kind of archetype of fighter. And I think that's what we've got here. I think we've got two really good kickboxers that have transferred over to mixed martial arts and they've become very good kickboxers in mixed martial arts by bolstering their kickboxing game with grappling. I just think that Edson Barbosa is further down that path than Giga Chikadze. As far as I'm aware, Chikadze is a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But that is because MMA has become his second career. As I said, Barbosa has been in that second career for some time. You know, he's a brown belt under Ricardo Almeida. And Almeida's a UFC veteran, which means his Jiu-Jitsu is going to be more MMA orientated, or at least what he's going to pass down to Edson Barbosa, at least. Barbosa has moved over to ATT of late, and they're very good at game planning. There's a lot of smart coaches there, a lot of good grapplers as well, good jiu-jitsu players. So you've got to expect Barbosa to continually be rounding out his game. And if they're looking at Giga Chikadze, they're going to see how his game's stacked. You know, they're going to see what they've got in front of them and know that the easiest route to defeat Giga Chikadze is to force him to grapple, because that's going to be the weakest part of his game. Now, we know that's not what Barbosa does generally, but it doesn't mean that he's not going to do that. You know, we've seen great takedown defense from him. He's very physically strong in the clinch, and I think if he gets a hold of Giga Chikadze, he's probably going to be able to move him around, you know, a bit easier than Chikadze would. I think Chikadze's footwork's better, which might help him. But that's only because Barbosa's limited to orthodox stance. maybe I'll touch on that now. So, two kickboxers, similar height, similar reach. Similar experience if you add their kickboxing and MMA records together. Both approach the fight in a very similar way. I would say that Chikadze's a slightly more adapted, evolved version of Edson Barbosa in his striking, given the fact that he can switch stance. Barbosa's an excellent Thai boxer, but he still looks like he's kind of caught within the refines of Thai boxing a little bit. Like, he stands with a slightly shorter stance, and he stays in his orthodox stance. He doesn't switch hardly ever. And, you know, I mean, he's very, very good at what he does. You know, he's got a wicked low kick. You know, assuming he's fighting someone who's of the same stance, which Chikadze is about 60% of the time, orthodox as well. If Barbosa's standing in orthodox stance facing his opponent, he's got excellent low kicks. He's got an excellent switch lead kick to the body and head. We know how dangerous his spinning kicks are. And then in his recent fights, we've seen him do really good work to the body. Two things that stood out to me. One was against Makwinomir Carney, who's a southpaw. He was using that like right dig to the body. And then against Shane Burgos, he was using his left hook to the body. So he's now starting to really work the body a lot more as a general focus. I think that would suggest that Barbosa's probably got the better boxing. So I think maybe working in a closer range, clinching, wrestling, working takedowns and trying to ground the fight a bit might suit that. You know, taking the kicking range away from Chikadze, just like someone would do to Barbosa if they fought him. I mean, that's the thing. If ever you're fighting Barbosa, as Khabib did, you know, you've just got to get inside kicking range. You've got to run him down. He doesn't like being crowded. But then again, Giga Chikadze doesn't either. So, you know, which one of these is going to take the initiative? I think the one with the most experience and the most comfort in the grappling range being Edson Barbosa. I mean, you know, we saw him attacking anacondas against Makwinomir Carney. You know, he's not had an anaconda since his third pro fight, which was obviously a long time ago, but he does look for them. He does know that anaconda's there, and he does know he can get it. Whether he'll threaten it on Giga Chikadze or not, I don't know, but I think if he puts him on the ground and Chikadze's getting up, it certainly opens up that option, you know, especially from, you know, scrambling back to his feet, turning to his knees, you know, even setting it up from half guard to an extent. I think there are options for Edson Barbosa on the floor, which I don't see for Chikadze. Let me have a sip of tea. What else have I not said? My goodness. How could I forget that? So, I never thought I would see Edson Barbosa move down a weight class. I always thought I would see him move up because he was always really lean and muscular when he was a lightweight. So to then see him move down a weight class, I thought to myself, well, okay, he's going to be the stronger fighter, but he's probably going to forego the advantage of speed that he has at lightweight. And it seems to me that he's actually gotten quicker, which is really terrifying. Like, he's the guy coming down into the weight class, so he is the bigger fighter. He's going to look bigger than Giga Chikadze, I think, as far as physicality. But I also think he's the faster fighter. You know, in the second round against Makwinomir Carney, there were two right hands that he landed. And the first one, I was in a stunned silence when he threw it. It was one of the fastest punches I've ever seen thrown. And the distance in which he covered was pretty sensational. That might be an interesting challenge for Chikadze. You know, Barbosa might be able to get ahead with his speed. He might be able to start tagging Chikadze and not allowing him to set up his own techniques. As we know with Chikadze, you know, he switches from one stance to the next. He's kicking heavy. You know, he's less boxing and more kicking. It's more front kicks to the midsection. And obviously we know he's got the Giga kick, which, you know, is working into the midsection. So Barbosa's orthodox, so it's going to be the left leg attacking that, which means that he can either fire it from his orthodox stance or he can switch to southpaw before he throws it. And we do see him doing that. You know, against Cub Swanson, he was throwing his rear teep kick to land in a southpaw stance and then setting up the body kick. That would be a benefit in him taking the center, which Chikadze does most of the time. You know, he's very good with his footwork. He's good at pushing people back with the threat of something coming. And Barbosa doesn't mind backing up either. I don't think it's the right thing to do in this fight. But if we do see Barbosa kind of skirting around the edge, you know, we're going to see Chikadze setting up that kick to the liver. And, you know, once he's invested in the liver, even if he's not finished the fight, we'll see him go high like he did in the Jamie Simmons fight, take him off his feet. I expect this to be a striking match, but I think Barbosa, if he's taking the smartest route to victory, he's gonna utilize his experience and his grappling advantage in this fight. You know, even if it's tying Chikadze up, taking him down and wearing him out for a bit and getting ahead on the scorecards in the first, I think it would take some pressure off Barbosa, and it would also wear Chikadze out a little bit and make him maybe a bit slower in the second round. Barbosa just doesn't seem to slow down. He's got lightning fast speed, and I think that his 0-60 might be a shock for Chikadze. But the longer Barbosa's hanging out in striking range, the more it's a 50-50 fight. Just before we wrap it up, I just want to talk you through a couple of the other stats, because like I said, they are very similar. So Barbosa's got a slightly higher striking output, but not by a great deal. Striking accuracy is exactly the same at 44%, but Chikadze takes a lot less strikes. Now, that's partly because he's not been fighting at the same kind of level of Edson Barbosa. So sometimes you have to look through these stats in a lens of you know, the fighter that you're considering. Barbosa's been in there with some of the best. You've got to think that strikes absorbed per minute has been considerably increased when he fought Khabib. You know, being beaten up on the floor counts to all these strikes as well. Striking defense is pretty much exactly the same, 59-60%. You know, it's crazy how similar they are. Slight edge for takedowns with Barbosa, slight edge in takedown accuracy and takedown defense. And there's a mark on his submission average as well, even though he's not got a submission in the UFC, I don't believe. I think he's just got a submission outside. Yeah. 2009, a little while ago. But like I said, you know, he was attacking the Anacondas against Makhno Miyakani, and I wouldn't be surprised if he threatens with his MMA game in this fight, because I do think it'd be the smart thing to do. This is a really good fight, a really exciting fight. You know, Chikadze's takedown defense is improving. Barbosa's looking lightning, looking deadly at 145. And because they've got such a similar game, they're going to bring the best out of one another. Enjoy this fight, and I'll see you next time.